Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Well, we're heading to the main stage, and you actually are the MC at the Rock stage. How's that going?
It is going really well. There's a lot of great bands out there, and we're having a lot of fun. It's air conditioned, so we're getting we're pulling a pretty good crowd.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know, you can take your air conditioning. You know what you can do with that. No, I'm just kidding. But tell us a little bit. You're at Earlham, Iowa, and where? What church and all that?
It's the Earlham Church of Christ. And the ministry we represent is the Overflow Music Arts Ministry.
Okay, now I'm very confused because I thought Church of Christ didn't like music.
There's a couple different divisions within the Church of Christ proper, but yeah, there's a part that's non-instrumental. We are the part that is not non-instrumental.
So you are instrumental?
We are instrumental, yes.
Okay, I'm just checking because Church of Christ, hold on here. Anyway, so you guys do that, but you guys are doing concerts and stuff like that too.
That's right. So what we do is we try to bring in different acts, a lot like what Spirit Midwest does, only on a much smaller scale. We just do one stage and one main headline act with a bunch of opening acts, and we'll just do a couple concerts a year. And the goal is that we're a town that's 40 miles away from Des Moines, and so you don't get a lot of those kinds of acts, those kind of main acts out there. It's a rural area, it's a small town, it's surrounded by a bunch of other small towns. So what we try to do is just work in that area, work with what we've got there, service those people. So we bring in teenagers and, the 20-year-old area, that generation, try to give them one place that they can come to for a good rock concert out in the middle of nowhere, Iowa.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I bet you draw from the city, too, don't you?
We do. We draw a few from Des Moines proper. We do a lot of advertising through Des Moines, but then that also helps to bring some of those people who live in that rural area and go to Des Moines for a lot of their entertainment and whatnot and their shopping, and then they pick up on the concerts that we have and then they come back out for those concerts.
All right, so, okay, I know there's probably a person out there who's listening to this right now going, all you do is just concerts and all that, and you maybe even have them in your church for all I know. But my question to you is, what kind of fruit do you see from doing this kind of ministry?
Well, the great part is that, we've got... We are at its very core just bringing in bands, but the best part is that we're so far away from Des Moines and from civilization, anything at all, that, there's so many people out there that never get to experience that. And so that's really the core of our ministry is we bring all this stuff out. We bring this positive music, these Christian acts out to this area. There's all these people who have never heard this, have never experienced that. And so we draw them in, and they get to come in here and say, I can't believe it. I hear this stuff on the radio, but I never thought that we would get to see one of these bands. We've had people who said, we never thought we'd ever get to see Superchick and find out how cool they really are. And they get to experience that, and they get to pull those. And then the cool part is that they get to pull their friends in and say, I'd never go to Des Moines for a band, but here, this is like 15 miles away in the middle of nowhere, Iowa. And I can come to it, sure, and it's cheap, and let's go have some fun, and they get their non-Christian friends involved. And
so actually, you're kind of using that as a way to help students evangelize their friends.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right.
Okay, and now have you guys thought of, if you haven't, maybe I'll give you an idea. Have you guys thought of maybe training up some of your leaders in order to, I don't want to say better, but to be a better evangelist, of drawing them in? What I mean is giving them training, like, hey, when you're sitting at your lunch table and somebody brings something up, hey, that might be a way you could bring in a conversation, not just about the concert, but maybe about God. Yeah. Have you ever thought of that?
No, yeah, that's something that we've thought about, but we have not done a very good job of. That's one thing that we definitely want to improve on is we use the ministry as a tool to bring people in and to be able to hear. We use the music as the ministry. And what we need to do a better job of is to take that and latch onto it and then take the next step. Teach people where do you go from here? What's the next step? And be able to make that into much more of a deeper ministry than just bringing people in for music.
Yeah. And it, being, if you will, because you're kind of a promoter, yeah, in a way. I mean, is that really easy to do?
Well, you would be surprised how easy it is because getting a concert together, it's really, you know, there's a lot of little pieces, making sure that the you've got the soundboard and the equipment, the lights, and all of the biggest thing you need is volunteers. Yeah. You need all these people to work your door, to work your tickets, to work your concessions. You need to think about your advertising, how you're going to advertise and who you're going to advertise to, what your audience is. There's a lot of little pieces to go into it, but once you realize that you've covered all your bases, it's actually a very simple thing that a few people can do. Our core team is only 5 people. That's our core team that does everything, and then we pull in a bunch of volunteers when we need them. Yep. So,
no, I think that's great. And so really what I'm excited about is you used the V word, volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
And helping, getting our listeners to understand, not just to get volunteers, but they might be able to be one of those volunteers.
Oh, absolutely.
Imagine that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you would be amazed at who wants to be involved and who thinks that they can't be involved, but they really can. Because we use all sorts of people for our volunteers. And we ask, even though our overflow ministry is connected to the Earlham Church of Christ as far as they are our venue, we're actually a separate nonprofit 501c3 organization from the church. We are our own unit with our own board. But we pull a lot of the volunteers from that church and from that membership. And then we just pull all sorts of people. It's not just young people who like rock music, but also older people, and they help prepare food for the bands. They help take tickets at the door. They help set up, and they help do a lot of different things that a lot of people don't realize you can help and do these things and serve in these areas.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if there's a listener who'd like to get a hold of you guys, would that be okay to maybe get ideas?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You can find us on overflowmusic.org. That's our main website, and from there you can find our Facebook page, and there's a contact area you can find us. It'll come to me, or it'll come to our head promoter, Travis McDaniel. You can easily find us and ask us questions and let us know. And we're actually going around right now and talking to some churches in the Des Moines area who are trying to do the same thing that we're doing, and we're going around and talking to those churches about how to get started.
Great. And so, and then you'll have either me or another Worldview Warrior speaker sometime in, right?
Oh, absolutely. We are open to any kind of suggestions. At every concert we have, we ask for suggestions for bands and whatnot. But we've also held other different types of events. We've had The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, an actual theatrical production come in. We've had speakers come in, inspirational and devotional speakers come in. So we've had lots of different things. We're open to lots of different ideas and people to come in and inspire people.
That's cool. That's cool. You know, last night you had, I thought it was sweet, Manifest played.
Yeah.
Why do you like his ministry so much?
Oh, Manifest is one of those people. He is a real, genuine person. I mean, he tells a story about how he wanted to be a big-time skateboarder and then hurt himself and then devote himself to rap music and God. And he's just such a genuine person. He gets up there, and people feel that. They feel that he's not a fake. He's not a phony. He can get up there, and he can tell his story, and he can rap about real things. And people can just connect to him. People can just really connect to him on a personal level. And that's what I love about him and his ministry.
Oh, I think so. I interviewed him last night, and he just seems like a great guy.
He's
so
such a real person, and I love him.
I think that's cool. Again, what is it? It's Overflow Music?
Overflow Music.
Okay, dot what?
Overflowmusic.org.
Org, okay. And it's Nathan Payne.
That's right.
Okay.
That's me.
And who's the other guy? I forgot it.
The other guy is Travis McDaniel. He's okay. The promoter. I'm the PR and MC.
Okay.
I'm a lot of initials.
Yeah. Well, I've already talked to Nathan here, and I'm going to be in the rock stage next year because it has air conditioning.
No, you're not. No, you're not. That's my stage. That's air conditioned, man.
That is sweet. It's very nice in there. So
very nice in there.
Hey, as we get out of here, if there was one thing you could tell our listeners, you know, being the guy you are, and, you know, hopefully you're reading the Word, hopefully you're hearing the voice of God, hopefully you're taking time to pray, hopefully spending time with other godly men, maybe some godly women. If there's one thing you could say to them to either encourage them, equip them, or to challenge them, what would that be?
It's just the simple fact that take the Nike slogan and just do it. Every task that you want to take on, every challenge ahead of you, you always look at it and say, that's too much, it's too daunting, there's too much work involved. But you just got to take it, break it down to its smallest parts, and just do it. You can do it. You can overcome it, and you can take it on. You will need some volunteers, you will need some help, you will need to pray to God, but you will be able to take it on, absolutely, unequivocally. And that's what they got to know.
Exciting. Well, Nathan, thank you so much for doing this. And everybody, you know, next year I think we should get some more people there at Spin Midwest. What do you think?
Absolutely. As many as we can.
So, yeah, I just want to encourage you. It's always the first weekend of August. And I already talked to Julie, who's like the head lady here, right?
Head lady.
And I already asked her, and she said I can be the MC next year.
Yeah, on the main stage, right? Outdoors?
No, of course. I'm stuck outside burning my butt off. But, yeah, so I'll be here. It sounds like already planned. So.
Fantastic. I'll be here, too.
Good. You will be?
Yeah.
Good. So we'll see each other then. Everybody, thanks so much for listening, and do not keep silent.
Listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.